Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you were Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life?
Burungi.
Is life good?
Yes, Murungi.
Hallelujah. You can greet all your brethren and wish them the best alone. Those which come from the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is coming, and which come from the seven spirits of God. And you tell them for me, are you among the 150 to 300? Are you ready to stand in this for God and for our country, for all the other nations? Let me not see you missing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I want the one neighboring you be your partner in things of fellowship. If you see they're not there, ask them for your phone number. Call us where they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Connected, get phone numbers. Not for any other thing alone. Call them as you tell them, God's on a swift cloud.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let you get that number. Someone calls you, tell you another thing, I give you right to switch them off.
Call
you, tell you something else not of God.
You switch
them off.
The telephone you are calling is not available
you
at the moment.
The number is not available.
And after you
have heard your voice speech.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So tuwe baza Katonda.
Now we thank God
for
this good moment is added to us. To move on with the call which is on the nation Uganda that has been promising all other nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Instead, we want to add on what we ended yesterday as we want to hear of the summary of the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on the nation Israel in the era of BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for committing yourselves to seeking God.
Let's
fulfill Isaiah 34:16. We look in the book of the Lord. And as we read, prove you have your Bible, you have your book, and your pen. Most of all, the book of the Holy Spirit, that is your heart, your mind, even your inner man.
Then
to prepare them well,
and
Holy Spirit gets to write there. As
you
speak, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, from verses 1
unto
6, the Spirit Himself will write Holy Scriptures in your mind, in your heart, even your inner man. Years before of preaching, then get from those remind you, and he will move on to lighten for you. As he promised John 14:26, when the Spirit will come remind us all, and he will teach us all.
But
remind and teach you of those he wrote in you. And when Jesus speaks in Matthew 10, that if they take you to ask you, not worry what you will answer them, for the Spirit of my father, he will give you what to speak. What
he
will give you is what he wrote in you. That's why he speaks John 15:7, that we abide in him and his words abide in us.
So
we're based in this ministry, the new generation, with the full knowledge of God, to reach unto you the call and the covenant and the glory of God upon the nation Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on the nation Israel in the era of BC. This call God has been promising it to all the other nations. The call which is upon the nation Uganda. God's worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This is God's final work on the planet Earth and
it's
based in Uganda, part of Africa, just as we heard of before.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
it's the and it's the greatest revival and the last revival on the planet Earth that God's been promising all nations. In the heading saying that the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the era of BC. This day we look to the summary. The summary of the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in this era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC. We have three words to get explained of. Ask of your neighbor.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
someone was raising a hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have three words to get explained. The first, the call of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as Israel in the BC. The first,
God's call upon Uganda,
okuyitibwa kwa Mukama okuli ku Uganda mu AD,
like it was on in Israel
mu BC.
Ekyokubiri,
the second,
endagaano ya Katonda,
the covenant of God
n'eggwanga erya Uganda
with the nation Uganda in era of
Eddie,
was on Israel in BC.
Tuchiyita,
we call it
God's covenant upon Uganda,
endagaano ya Katonda eri ku Uganda
in the Eddie,
mu Eddie,
like it was on Israel in BC.
As it was in Israel in BC. The third, the glory of God upon the nation Uganda in the era of Eddie, as it was in Israel in the era of BC.
God's glory upon Uganda,
ekitiibwa kya Mukama ku Uganda
in Edi,
mu Edi,
like it was on Israel in BC,
nga bwe kyali ku Israeli mu BC.
Yes, we have been
praise you. Jesus much. Let us note after all those above,
the three
we're going to be seeing.
Tutandise tugambe nti ekisooka,
we said first,
okuyitibwa kwa Katonda okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
God's call upon the nation Uganda
mu Edi,
in Edi,
ng'ebyali kugwanyisa embiro ebya BC,
as it was in Israel in BC.
Ekyokubiri,
the second,
endagaano ya Katonda,
God's covenant
ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
upon Uganda
mu biro ebya Edi,
in the Edi,
ng'ebyali kugwanyisa embiro ebya BC,
as it was with Israel in the BC. The third,
ekitiibwa kya Katonda,
the glory of God
ku ggwanga lya Uganda
upon Uganda
mu biro ebya Edi,
in the Edi, As it was on Israel only BC.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Na hichi tunotinga.
But what we are noting,
ebigambo ebyo ebisatu waguru.
Those three words above,
okuyitibwa,
the call,
n'endagaano,
and the covenant,
n'ekitiibwa kya Katonda ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda,
byabikulwa byawandikibwa ebitukuvu,
we are revealed in the Holy Scriptures,
mu byafaayo,
in the history,
ne mu bunabbi obufulumye mu AD,
even prophecies released in the AD.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus much.
What
I want you to note
that
all of them are to get them in three ways. Now the three words, the call, the covenant, the glory of God on the nation of Uganda, they are revealed in the Bible, in the history, even prophecies released in the AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amakuru mbigambe,
the meaning in those words,
nti, wetulaba okuyitibwa,
that we see the call,
kuli kugwanga lya Uganda,
which is the nation Uganda.
Tugenda kulaba mu Bible.
We are going to see it in the Bible.
Tukulabe mu byafaayo.
We shall see it in the history.
Tukulabe mu bunabbi ofulumye mulembe gwa AD.
We shall see it in the prophecies released in the AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
we reach the covenant,
na yotu genda kujiraba,
it too we shall see it.
Endagano ya Katonda kugwangalia Uganda.
The covenant of God upon Uganda.
And
also marked in scriptures in the Bible.
Mu history,
in the history.
Ate,
even prophecies released in the AD.
When we
reach the glory of God
kugwangalia Uganda,
on the nation Uganda. In AD,
it we
shall see it in the Bible.
We shall
see it in the history.
Even
in prophecies released within AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Understood where we are going to get all the information.
Going
to gather all information in the Bible, that in the history, spoken of in the entire world, even prophecies released in the AD, and it speaks of the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC.
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 Yes,
praise Jesus. It means
Yesu matana kuzaliwa kunsi,
before the birth of Christ on this earth. But in the heavens he was there.
BC chitegeza.
BC it means
Yesu matana kuzaliwa kunsi,
before the birth of Christ on this world.
But
in the heavens he was there.
AD,
chitegeza, it means after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So we bakugamba nti okuyitibwa kwa Katonda,
if they tell you the call of God,
ukuli kugwanga lya Uganda,
it's upon the nation Uganda,
mubiro ebya AD,
in the era of AD.
Tuba tutegeza,
there we mean
mubiro ebya oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu,
the era of after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus,
ngawe byali ku ggwanga lya Isirayiri,
as it was on Israel,
mubiro ebya BC,
in the era of BC,
Yesu nga tannaba kuzaalibwa ku nsi,
before the birth of Christ on this world,
naye nga muggulu yali gy'ali,
yet in heavens he was there. Let me hope you've understood me well. So they would have asked you, the call of God on the nation
Uganda,
on the Uganda in AD, what do you mean by that? As it was on Israel and BC, and you begin to explain to them, Israel was called to work God's work in the final world, to prepare all nations for the birth of Christ,
that
it was called to serve in the BC, before the birth of Christ on this world. But Uganda was called in the AD,
to prepare
all the nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ in AD, after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, when
we're
given the call to move it in that era.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we thank God. Explains us everything. Now we understand it. Let's reach out. They ask you.
Uganda,
Uganda, the call and the covenant, the call and the covenant and the glory of God
on
the nation Uganda in the era of AD. What do you mean by that?
Uganda,
it was to begin its work by then. After death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. As Israel was called to prepare all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus in the BC, they had to work before Christ was born on this world. Yet in heavens he was there. Now we began with the call. We've spoken like this.
God is biblical, historical, prophetic call upon Uganda in AD, like on Israel in BC.
Let's repeat it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There we've spoken very few words.
God is biblical, prophetic, historical, prophetic call upon Uganda in AD, like it was on Israel in BC.
The God's biblical call.
Okuyitibwa kwa Katonda ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
God is called on Uganda.
Nga bwe kwalambikibwa mu Bible.
As it was written in the Bible.
Mu byafaayo.
In the history.
N'embunabi obwafuluma mu
Eddy. Even prophecies released in the Eddy. The heading is a bit long.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Much.
In English it's easy. Let's repeat it in English.
Maybe
in Luganda it's a bit hardened.
God is biblical, historical, prophetic call upon Uganda.
Okuyitibwa kwa Mukama mu Bible, mu byafaayo ne mu bunnabbi okuli mu Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Is it heavy?
God is biblical.
Okuyitibwa kwa Uganda okuli mu Bible.
Historical.
Mu byafaayo.
Prophetic.
Ne mu bunnabbi.
Koro. Upon Uganda. In AD. Like in Israel in BC. Yes,
praise Jesus. I want you to write it as it is. For we are going to prove the entire world. It means this call, which is on the nation Uganda, in the era of Eddy, as was in Israel in the BC, have to bring it in the Bible, bring it in the history, spoken of in the entire world, bring it in the prophecy, released in the Eddy. These are to prove we are witnesses. That's why I had to give it to you in the three ways. And by the witness of three, let a witness be established.
Amen. Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. That's why I've told you that God's call upon Uganda in the era of Eddy, as was on Israel in the BC, it's marked in the Bible, it's marked in the history in the entire world, it's marked in the prophecies, those released in the era of AD, to bring the witness of three.
Bayibuli kyevega mu kyamateka 19.
Say in Deuteronomy 19 that of the witness of three, let a matter be established.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we have to
see the Bible in the Bible.
We see it
in the history spoken of in the entire world. Even in the prophecies released in the AD.
After,
even the covenant, we shall see it in those three ways. Even the glory. And the witness of three, they are there. The Bible,
history,
the history, and the prophecies. Now we began with a call
that
on the nation of Uganda in AD. As it was on Israel in the BC,
and
it was marked in the Bible,
both
in history in the entire world, and it's brought upon prophecies right from different
ministers
of God in Uganda and outside Uganda.
We began
with the call, how it is marked in the Bible. The call on the nation Uganda in AD, as it was on Israel, in BC, as it's marked in the Bible. It's what we begin with.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We seem to begin then after the introduction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The Uganda,
on the nation Uganda
Edi,
in the era of AD,
as it
was on Israel in the BC, how it's marked in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why we brought in the nation Israel? We understood last time Israel was the first to be called, even to be given the covenant, even the glory of God. And in that they become children.
And
they will teach us in the era of BC on to becoming children. The same, it was exchanged to come to us, doing the final work on the planet Earth. Now we are going to be seeing that even though God first gave Israel that call,
and
gave them the command, the covenant which was established by the commandment, even the glory of God, of bringing light of the knowledge of God.
And
God began to promise them that I'm going to choose and call another nation in the place of people.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It will work when you have rested, and it will awaken you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When we heard
in the Romans chapter 9, we were first told that this call and the covenant and the glory of God, they happened in the Israel in the era of BC. Now we want to see how did God begin to show the nation Israel in the Holy Scriptures that I'm going to make a change and I bring another nation. In the Holy Scriptures, we are going to get explained. We've begun with the Romans. Romans 9 from verse 3. Romans chapter
9
from verse 3.
Kubanga na nyandiyagadde mwe, nandiyagadde nze mwe okukolimirwa Kristo. Olw'abaganda bange, ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri. Olunyolo kuna beba Israeli abawe bokufuka abana.
Bawe bokufuka abana.
They were given to become children.
Nechitibwa.
Bawebwe
ekitibwa. And given the glory.
Nendagano.
Bawebwe endagano.
Given the covenant.
Nokutekerwa tekerwa amateeka.
Era ne bawebwe endagano yanyezibwa amateeka.
Given the covenant which was established by the laws.
Nokuwerezanga Katonda.
Even the serving of God in their call.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And all promised the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Olunyolo kutano. Abalina bajjajjaabo era omwava Kristo mu mubiri.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Abalina bajjajjaabo.
Those who are their forefathers.
Era omwava Kristo mu mubiri.
Out of them came Christ in the flesh.
So okuyitibwa kwabwe.
Now their call.
Nendagaane yali kubo.
Covenant which was on them.
Era wamu n'ekitibwa kya Katonda
kubo. Even the glory of God on them.
Byaliwo okulabika nga bateekateeka amawanga gonna.
They were there that they prepare all other nations.
Olw'okuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okununula ffe mu byono.
To redeem us from our sins.
Nga mu ngeri y'emu.
That's it the same way.
Nga tutanudde okulaba okuyitibwa.
And we began to see the call.
Endagaano.
The covenant.
N'ekitibwa kya Katonda ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
And the glory of God on the nation Uganda.
Biro ebya Eddie.
In the era of Eddie.
Okuyitibwa kwaffe.
Our call.
Okulemberamu okuteekateeka amanga gonna.
We are here in preparing all other nations.
Olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
For the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Tuddamu okubuulira enjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
And resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula bwe tuba tuteekateeka.
But when we are preparing.
Batulaze engeri gye biva. They have
shown us how they shift from Israel to come to us.
And
we wanted to begin with the call. The way it was marked in the Bible.
And
it will be on the nation Uganda. It was first proclaimed to the Israelites themselves. But we hear those words. Let us not forget. Some of those we first call.
For
the preparation of the coming back of Jesus Christ. They are the real Israelites.
And
we prepare all the nations. Israel will be the first to be called back. And they come back unto God. Even to serving Him.
According
how we first heard in the Romans. Romans chapter
11.
25-26. We wanted to bring you this.
Don't
feel jealous of you Israelites in the flesh. That maybe you have been forsaken. You've not been forsaken. Those promised in the Holy Scriptures.
It
targeted that call will be put on another nation.
It
was marked in the Holy Scriptures.
It
was spoken in the history.
Even
the prophecies released in the AD. But in this, still God did not forsake you. He remained saying,
the
era of the serving of the nation Uganda in
their
call
even
you two have to come back to serve God. Let's read as we hear
Romans 11 verse
25.
Kubanga sagala mwe aboluganda obutamanya kyama kino mulemenga okubeera abamagezi mu maaso gammwe mwekka ng'obukakanyavu bwabeera ku Isirayiri mu kitundu okutuusa okutuukira kw'abamawanga kulituuka. Rabbi Momukaga. Era bwe kiti Abaisraeli bonna balirokoka. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti muliva mu Sayuni awonya. Alijawo obutatya Katonda mu Yakobo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Agambye saagala mu obutakimanya abamawanga.
Don't want you to be ignorant of this of the Gentiles.
Ng'obukakanyavu n'obuzibu bw'amaaso bwabeera ku Baisirayiri mu kitundu.
Hardening of heart and blindness of eyes happened on the Israelites.
Mu kitundu.
In half. And he said, till all the Gentiles will be fulfilled.
God already
made a base almost in all other continents. Just as he ended with Africa.
He
put his base in the Uganda. As he promised. And he said, when those seasons will come, Israelites who will have remained, they will be saved. As it was said. There will come a savior from Jacob. And there come a savior unto Jacob.
As the
other the call was brought on our nation Uganda. We don't want to claim to be greater in this world.
And
we think perhaps Israelites were totally forsaken. Request all the brethren Israelites where they are. In the flesh.
That
don't think of the word of jealousy. And we read that the call of God on the nation Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC.
For
if someone hears that as it was, they may feel angered.
And
they say, God took it off from us.
Not
God at first.
in the
Holy Scriptures that he has to change that call.
Deuteronomy 32:21
and he spoke this. Deuteronomy 32:21.
Bankwasa obuggya n'ekyo ekitali Katonda. Bansunguwazanga n'ebigambo byabwe ebitaliimu. Nange ndibakwasa obuggya eri abo abatali ggwanga. Ndibasunguwaza n'eggwanga essirusiru. Olwabiri mu ebbiri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yatandikanga Katonda arambika
mbyali kwebitukuvu. Began marking in the Holy Scriptures.
Bible.
In the Bible.
Muchamateka esuli ni yasatu mwebi unurabi moru.
Deuteronomy 32:21.
Ndibangu asangu obuja.
That they always made me jealousy.
Nechi ichitali Katonda.
That which was not God.
Sere bisinga bakora nga kayana ngabu wabaraba.
Many times they made calves as you saw them.
Mwemu kwasu obuja.
And they made him jealousy.
Era n'ebigambo ebitaliimu nga bamusunguwaza.
Worthless words as they angered him.
Timukama lwaki watujje Misiri.
God, why did you take us from Egypt?
Watuleta kututta.
You brought us to kill us from here.
Musa ne Katonda.
Moses and your God.
Tuleka tudde Misiri.
Leave us go back to Egypt.
Ne bamusunguwaza.
And they angered him.
Naagamba nange ndibakwasa obujja.
Me too, I'll make you jealousy.
Ne gwange erijja.
With a new nation.
Eje gwange sirusi.
And to a foolish nation.
E gwange litalowozebwa kuba mukaamu.
They shall not fail to have any worth in them.
I will
choose them and you will be surprised.
And I will
give them wisdom and understanding.
That
is great and you will be surprised.
So,
now in the scriptures in the Bible, God came marking the call which will be on the nation Uganda.
He
began to proclaim it in the era of BC. Even though it was to happen in the era of AD.
He
promised them, I will bring a nation you've never thought of. And people are foolish people in there. I will choose my foolish ones and I will make them wise. Not a nation that we were so wise. Not that we understood to be chosen the entire world.
But
because prophecy had said,
I
will choose out a nation which is foolish.
People
who don't understand per se.
Yes,
I will give them wisdom.
For
I choose the foolish of the world. And I give them wisdom. That's what we are on to today. Much to release.
There,
when you reach the journey of heaven, and they were in Israel,
right,
now they are released from the nation Uganda. Where there is the lampstand, which show the seven spirits, as it was first appeared in Israel. The Ark of the Covenant, which is in the midst of the
cherubim,
as it was first shown to Moses, lighten all things of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now he told them, as Israel came from Egypt,
they
are going to Canaan.
In
Deuteronomy 32:21, he said this. Let us repeat this verse we hear. Deuteronomy 32:21.
Bansunguwazanga n'ebigambo byabwe ebitaliimu. Nange ndibakwasa obuggya eri abo abatali ggwanga. Ndibasunguwaza n'eggwanga essirusiru.
Owulidde bulungi.
As you heard very well.
Ndibamukwasa obuggya n'ekitali Katonda.
Jealousy with what is not God,
ngabakola akayana.
And they made a calf.
Olwo yatandika okubanyiigira ennyo.
The day it began.
Ngabakoza akayana.
As they made a calf.
Ngabagamba nti Musa aluddeyo eri gy'agenze okulaba Katonda.
Moses has delayed where he's going to see God.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
And they
angered him with words which are
worthless.
When they spoke, you Moses and your God, you've brought us here to kill us.
You have
no mission to take us to Canaan.
But
you brought us in the desert to kill us from there.
Instead,
you made them jealous. What's not
going on?
Even with worthless words, it will make you jealous with the worthless
things.
People who are not in any passi, any things. A foolish nation. A nation which is there. And indeed, ask what he based on to choose you, you don't have it. If you had no much per se to show, you not understanding,
you
knew the Bible, no, oh God.
That
did it to choose this nation. The Bible came marking.
He
spoke in the history as we are going to hear.
Prophecy
released in the entire world. And he wants one thing. Jealousy to affect someone. And that is Israel in the flesh.
Hey,
remember,
our
God has sprung out in another nation.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
This
is a prophecy in the Bible. That's why I told you that they called you to see
Bible,
it in the Bible,
history,
in the history,
even
in the
prophecy,
even in the prophecies released in the Eddy.
All
targeting one thing to prove the world,
to prove
Israel,
that
I promise to get the nation. I have gotten that nation.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
I
am so bold. All secrets I have them by the Spirit of God.
We
prove that He spoke.
When we build
the journey of heaven, we shall see ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
what I want to tell you, promise that he finished
it,
never go back till it's fulfilled.
And
right now it's being fulfilled.
Let's
read verse
22.
Deuteronomy 32 verse 22.
Kubanga omuliro gukoledde mu busungu bwange era gwaso kutuka mu magombe agawanse nnyo era gwokyensi n'ekyengera kyayo era gukoleza ensozi we zisibuka.
Uridde obusungu bwe yali alimu ng'akyogera.
Anger he was in when he spoke.
Omuliro gukoledde
for the first
time. Obusungu bwange mpulira obusungu.
Anger, I feel anger.
Nyinza n'okubasula emagombe
sawa you in hell this time.
Yagendo kyogera nga
anyiza. He spoke this word when he's angered.
Umanyi okunyiza Katonda si kyangu.
Anger God is not easy.
Kizibu okunyiza Katonda.
But to anger God.
Oyinza okukola ebintu
wawo byokola.
Katonda nga tanyiga.
God is not angered.
Naye bw'otuuka okumunyiza.
If you reach a level of anger.
Aba anyize. He's
gotten angered.
N'agamba omuliro gukoledde mu busungu bwange.
Fire is kindled in my anger.
Okutuuka emagombe.
To reaching in hell.
Njagala kubasuulayo.
He's the one who cast you in hell.
Ate mpulira njagala nakukoleeza
nsi yonna. To lighten the entire world.
Njoche gwewo.
And burn, consume it out.
Ku lwammwe Israel.
For your sake Israel.
N'agamba naye kale.
And he said, okay.
Kankireke. Ngenda kulonda eggwanga
lyange. I'm going to choose my nation another one.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Put
hope for another nation.
That it
would have consumed them all, even the entire world. For the hope he had in them.
But they
angered him with much anger. I want to cast all of you there. Even the world, I feel I want to consume it with fire.
God
angered that day.
And this
prophecy was those determined
that I will
bring another nation.
And
it did end there.
It's
marked in the Bible.
I
have to speak it even in history.
I go
in the entire world.
I
speak that nation. History
ended.
I will bring prophecies.
Amen.
We're serious.
Serious.
It's
time to take me the journal of heaven. Try to join them up all.
And
bring something which is all full. And when you shake it,
you can
shake it to take it away.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
God is careful.
After
I told them in the tournament,
chapter 21 and 22,
he got silent. You think I'm joking?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Israel
thought God was joking.
Israel
did not even laugh. They are my people.
Nasirika.
He got silent. He took them to Canaan. And they lived there for years. reached the era of Prophet Samuel. 2 Samuel 22:44. Came back, told them, "I've not changed my mind of choosing another nation I spoke of." You know from Deuteronomy 32:1-22. How many books are right there? There is Judges. Even Judges were very many. And we began on the prophets. Prophet Samuel.
He
got silent for a long time.
Mind them and
speaking to make us jealous of another nation. And think of joking. Came back in 2 Samuel 22 from verse 44 to 46.
He said,
"I've not yet changed my mind. I must choose out another nation."
We reached
Canaan, didn't settle, you know that. You know it as Israelites. When Canaan remained troubling God. In this we say this. We
not
claim we are called as a nation.
Indeed,
we must remain in that call.
Though
we tell our brethren the Israelites, it's time to come back.
Say,
after he makes them jealousy,
and
then you come back to him.
And we're
too given. We have
boldness.
And we serve with fear and trembling. Not the one who got off from the other, he may even shift from us.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. That's why he told them in the Samuel.
2
Samuel chapter 22. Verse 44 to 46. And he spoke this.
Samuel chapter 22:44.
Jesus
came in the prophet Samuel.
And
he said, "Lord, you delivered me from the striving with my people."
They are
my people, but I'm tired of them.
You
saved me from them, delivered me.
You
striving with my people
and
made me the head of the Gentiles.
Yes, when Jesus
all nations to put his best there,
the Christianity
on salvation to spread
there.
But in the next verse,
he
made me head of a Gentile. Still, I have to choose out a nation. Listen very well.
Samuel,
He said, the nation which never known me. You know, on the other time,
in
1962,
when we got independence in Uganda,
make Uganda motto to be for God and for our country, we had never known of God.
But
so we've spoken out that
for God,
our country, we are going to stand. And we vowed
national anthem.
Uganda's national anthem. And we say our future and our
nation,
we lay it in your hands, Lord. Do you know what he pointed on?
So
he spoke of the Gentiles. But the nation is singled out. The nation which never known me, it will serve me. 1962, we got independence. We decided that our motto, it will be for God and our country. We shall always stand. What were we up to? We did know, of God. We were worshipping demons.
Demons
in Uganda, the shrines. And we began to speak
Uganda National Anthem. There are no future.
Even the future. Our future and our country, we lay it in your hands, Lord. We give up our nation to you. As you choose this, we give ourselves to you. Remember, he spoke.
Think.
Praise Jesus much. Israel thought that God was joking. Spoke in Deuteronomy 21-22
that I'm going to
get out people who are worthless, foolish.
Yes, you was born.
Praise Jesus much.
The
foolish nation will
survive.
And after telling him to Deuteronomy,
he said,
"Let me take you to Canaan, for I promised Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, I will take you to Canaan. Even offspring will inherit that land. Let me take you, for I promised. When I promised, I do not change." He took them, he reached them. As he just reached them, Judges 2, worship gods of the Canaanites they formed there, and he sent them his angel. Have you heard my voice? Worship gods of the nations? He forgave them. He sent them the judges. Joshua stood, and there stood others. Deborah stood,
Gideon
stood,
Samson
stood.
And
he reached the judge Eli. Took away the judge, brought in place the prophet. Began from prophet Samuel. The second Samuel. 22 from verse 44 to 46,
say,
"Lord, you've saved me. I have already seen that nation.
This nation
troubling me, you've delivered me from it.
This
nation
have
put a new hope in it." You know, when he created that name, for in that witness, we have a great hope. He told me, "You are now hope witness." But in that nation, we expect much from it. We hope much. Praise Jesus.
And
in that witness, we have a great hope. A great hope indeed. Let us repeat Samuel.
Samuiri ekyokubiri esura ya 22 olunyolana mwetano.
2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 45.
Banagwanga bali nje mulukukira ngache baje bampulire bali ngondera. Olwana mu mukaga banagwanga bali gwerera era bali va mu bifo byabwe byekyama ngabakankana.
Yes, we were.
Praise Jesus. We shall come with the fear and the great ministration.
And
we too, we wonder God who based in Israel. How did he promise?
After
he will come to us. But you see, after he spoke in Prophet Samuel, Prophet Samuel began versions of all prophets. Moved long with them. And the Samuel phased out. And we moved to the kings. We moved to the chronicles. We moved. We passed Nehemiah. We passed Ezra. And we passed Job. We passed David.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. We passed King Solomon. Speaks in Proverbs in the Ecclesiastes, even the Song of Songs, and we reached Prophet Isaiah in the Isaiah 65, and he told them, "I have seen by those who never inquired of me." still on track, he's not changed his mind. He's joking. Already seen me even.
Yes, you ever
see. Praise Jesus.
Another
nation got me.
Which
never
been
named after my name. Listen very well, Isaiah.
Isaiah 65
from
verse 1. Nagamba nti ndaba ndaba eriyegwanga litatumibwa nga linnya lyange.
You
see me. A nation not named after my name.
Mbuzi wakabo.
I am inquired of those
who
never researched of me.
I've
been seen by those.
A nation
which never been named after my name.
And
I said, you see me. I am your God. As we were there, and we say, in the Uganda motto, in the 1962, for God and for our country,
we saw him,
the one for God and for my country.
Don't you see,
we put it down.
There.
We always see God. For God.
In God
America said, "Bamwesiga bwesizi." But they will never stand for him.
Uganda
said, me, I will stand.
And
I want to inquire from him.
And
if I want to inquire from him,
in
the national anthem,
he
said, my future and of my country, I lay it in your
hands.
I always inquire from you, tell me, oh God.
National school prayer. Preach
the national school prayer.
We told him,
to you, O Lord, we turn with all our hearts.
We told him
all transgressed you before. We ask for forgiveness. Whatever good we've done,
to encouraging
you encourage us in that.
And
you are our leader.
And
the source of life.
We
are not going to stumble.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
God
never changes his mind no matter what you do.
You can't
pick something you think he changed his mind.
He
waits for time comes back on the same thing.
Wonder
God who never changes his mind. What's wrong with him? He told us in Malachi. Malachi 3 verse
6.
I am the Lord, I never change.
Say, you
children of Jacob who keep changing. I do not change. Let's read in Malachi, we hear.
Malachi 3, verses
6.
Kubanga nze mukama, sijulukuka. Mwebatabani ba Yakobo chemvamule mo kumalibuwao.
Have you
heard well?
Yabaga manze mukama.
Told them I go.
Sijulukuka.
I do not change.
Chemvude mwebatabani ba Yakobo chemwede.
The offspring of Jacob will not be consumed.
Sakati kankubuli oreba.
Let me tell you, see.
Atonda nga mazote gizi guangali sairi mchamateka.
God is told Israel in Deuteronomy.
Asatu mbira abiri mwe na abiri mbiri.
21-22.
Ntingenda funa ye guange dada.
Get another nation.
Kept
silent for long. Took them to Canaan. And they lived there. Gave them judges.
And
up there seeing them. And he's still on track. Came in 2 Samuel
22.
Verse 44 to 46.
He
told them, you've saved me from my people.
Already
another nation will
suffer.
The Gentiles will suffer. But in them I have a nation. And he kept silent. And they moved.
Samuel,
in the 1 Samuel finished. 2 Samuel. The kings. In the Chronicles.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The
Nehemiah,
the Ezra,
Bayobu,
the Job,
Zaburi,
the Psalms, King David,
Solomon,
King Solomon,
Engero,
the Proverbs, even Ecclesiastes,
Neruyimba,
even the Song of Songs.
And
he came in back with Prophet Isaiah.
Muisa,
Isaiah 65.
Said,
I've not already changed my mind.
I've seen by
another nation. Let me tell you that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Christ.
No, God never changes. Never changes.
Don't
you keep changing yourself.
We
are still on my fault.
Spoke
in fault in anger, remember. And he has to fulfill it. Came in Isaiah 65.
He said,
you may think I changed my mind. You listen. Let's repeat it. Isaiah 65:1.
Buzibwako abo. Buzibwako abo abata mbuzangako. Ndabiddwabo abata nonyanga. Nagamba nti ndaba. Elie gwanga etatumibwanga linnya lyange. Olwokubiri. Ngololedde emikono gyange okuzibya obudde. Abantu abajeemu abatambulira mu kkubo eritali ddungi. Okugoberera ebirowoozo byabwe bo.
N'agamba mmaze ebbanga dde ne Isirayiri.
Take a look with Israel.
Ngolola emikono gyange.
I stretch my hands to them.
Gwanga jemu.
It's a rebellious nation. They have evil thoughts in them. Now I've been saved by another nation. A nation which never inquired of me. That's never been named after my name. And I told them, behold, see me.
We never thought
good before as a nation Uganda.
To
go put him on our Uganda motto.
And
we ever thought of him?
No.
The one who came in our mouth.
The
spirit made us.
For
my country, I will stand.
Amen.
Netumaliza netulayire ebirayiro.
Vowed vows.
Ndokukakasa ayi mukama.
Prove you, O Lord.
Muruimba
rweguanga. The Uganda National Anthem.
Future of
our future and of our country.
Lay
it in your hands. You know, one day God said, God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He said the Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
It,
the same never changes. Let's read Hebrews we hear. I move to show you that God never changes.
What promised
Israel, he fulfilled it today.
Bebulaniya esula ya 13.
Hebrews 13, verses 8.
Yes, Christo. John Erero, Abamumu, no kutu semirembe ne mirembe.
Yes, Christo,
Jesus Christ, our Master Himself.
John Erero.
Yesterday and today.
Nencha.
And tomorrow.
Ne mirembe ne mirembe.
Forever.
Tachuka.
It never changes.
Told
them have been seen by another nation. And they thought he was joking.
Kumbe.
Yet.
Ogendo chokera mu Isaiah 65. Ngayamaze dolambike gwanga mu Isaiah 19.
Already marked a nation in Isaiah 19.
See,
God comes on a swift cloud into Egypt,
Africa.
In Africa. And see, those people in the place where he comes, even they marked it with River Nile. God speaks in Isaiah 65. Speaks it ahead.
But
when you get backwards, Isaiah 19, he had already marked us.
He
already marked those ones.
Marked
from creation of heaven
and
earth. I wanted to put written that you do not complain saying they are attaching themselves on the call.
Let's
read Isaiah 19 verse 1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri. Lava, mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu, najja mu Misiri, n'ebifaananyi eby'emisiri birinyenyezebwa mu maaso ge.
Nkiraba mukama yebagadde ku kire.
He go rides on the cloud.
Najja e Misiri.
Coming to Egypt.
N'ebifaananyi by'emisiri birinyenyezebwa.
The idols of Egypt will be trembled.
Naye nga tumanyi Misiri.
But no Egypt.
Ye Africa ya leero.
The present day Africa.
But
what surprises most?
God
to mark that
nation
is speaking of.
He said,
where there is the River Nile,
where there is
the source right there. Right there. Listen well. Isaiah 19 verse 5 and to 7.
Gamba, awe nyini awa awa.
Already right there
awe njagara
is where I want.
Yigwango beda liyemba gamba.
That's the national long I told you of. Let's read and hear.
Isaiah esula ya 19 olunyolo 5.
Isaiah 19 verses 5.
Nama zigali kendera munyanja no mugaguli webukane gukala nemi gajiri unya obuga bwe misiri buli kewane bukala ebitogo ne salu biri wotoka olunyolo musanvu amalundira gali kuchira kulubala malwa chira kwenyini nebyo ne bisigibwa kuchira biri kala biri gobebwao sote biri baona te
nagamba
and he said the rivers will dry. The rivers of Egypt. You know the river Nile. The river which supplies water most in Africa.
He
pointed his head right at the source of the Nile. That nation I've been telling you of.
No?
Where he marked us with the river. And
it begins
in the time when the water levels are reducing, they will be in the time for the call.
You know,
water levels began reducing in 2000.
It
began to reduce its water levels.
But
mark us with the river. Even Israel had been marked with the river.
And
I don't want you to doubt this for even you. You
too
had marked you with river Euphrates.
Even these
marked them with the river.
And
you have just exchanged. River Euphrates. That's the way it bypasses with river Nile.
It's
the way they bypass each other. Where it moves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He told them, don't argue. You may argue over this nation. I marked it with River Nile. You too, I had marked you with River Euphrates. You know, when he promised, but God is indeed good. These things he marked them very well. He spoke in Joshua, chapter 1 from verse 3. 3 and 4.
He said,
Israel, the nation, the land they are going to inhabit.
One
of what marks it is River Euphrates. Let's read in Joshua.
Joshua esule soka olinyolo kuna.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 4.
Okuva mudungu n'olusozi luno Lebanoni. Okutuka kumugga omunene. Joshua esule soko nyirwa kusatu.
Joshua chapter 1 from verse 3.
Buli chifo je muliri nyanga ekigere chamwe. Nkibawa demwe ngawe nagamba Musa. Olunyolo kuna okuva kudungu n'olusozi no Lebanoni. Okutuka kumugga omunene gwe muga Fulati. Ensi yonna eyabakiti era n'okutuka ku nyanja nene kuluyo lw'ebugwanjuba. We wali bensalo ya mwe.
You hear
him very well.
Yagambe egwanga lya Israel.
Told the nation of Israel. That the land I've given you.
Buli jemunali nyanga.
Everything you step on.
Amatwali gegano.
The same territories.
Okuva kudungulirye lya Misiri.
And he began to demarcate from the desert of Egypt.
Okuita no ku rusozi Lebanon.
Passing the mountain Lebanon.
Ne ku mugaguno guno Furati guno.
River Euphrates.
Wanabanga amatwali gegano.
That will be your territory.
Nabo yali abamakingisa mugga.
Then two had marked them with a river.
Na agenda okumakinga Uganda no mugajira.
Marked Uganda with River Nile.
Ngatayagara wabewe nkayana.
Didn't want contentions to happen there.
Kubanga ekisingo kwewunyisa.
For what surprises most.
Betudda mu history.
Is to go in history.
Era bali banonya nsibuko ya mugajira.
Those who searched were searching for the source of River Nile.
Nabagamba na ya wantu awali wechama.
And that place there is a sacred there.
Gwe mugomo tukuvu.
That is the holy river.
Chitayo we migajo na.
The father of all rivers.
Nabagamba.
And others say.
Tie migajo na jo na katonda bwe yali
ajiteka. All rivers when God was putting them in place.
Awe jata andikira.
That's where they began from.
Umanye abantu bebuza na.
You know people asked.
Katonda bwe yali ateka amazi agatonda mwe gonesi. Yagatandikiza.
God put water, he created heaven and earth. He began it from where? Right at Jinja. When he bathed water in the world, he bathed it right at Jinja.
Amen.
It too we are to see it. You know, last time the one who ran with the cluster is in a problem now.
Yes, we
must praise Jesus.
Now,
God is wise. Perhaps in all scriptures. And he surrounds you.
As
you want to shake yourself.
And
scriptures just capture you. Remember, as he told it to Joshua.
Joshua
chapter 1:3-4. Everywhere you step,
munalianga
you will take the place.
He said that not
everywhere.
Wabura okuita ku dongo lino
eliye desert of, on Egypt
side, Lebanon,
even Mount Lebanon,
no mugagu no munene Furat,
the great river Euphrates,
awi ligwanga lya mwili,
that is your land I've given
nape yali atugamba
ligwanga
lya abantu bali benjogera
ko national people I speak with
ku mugao
right awali yashibuka where the source is.
Amen. Bemba denzi jamba gamba ko mbagamba ko
telling you of. Before he took Israelites there, when he promised Abraham that land,
he
told him where there is the river Euphrates. Remember, we too, we are not existing in this land. But they marked the land where we shall occupy.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus.
So what we are gamba Ibrahim.
This is how we told Abraham. And he told him that where there is the other river, the river Euphrates. Let's read Genesis 15 from verse
18.
Genesis 15 from verse 18.
Kulunakoro, mukama nalagana ne Ibrahimu. Ngayogera nti, ezadde lyo ndiwadde ensi eno okuva ku mugga gw'e Misiri okutuuka ku mugga omunene omugga Fulati.
Yes, we have praise Jesus.
Tuddire mbulungi tuwulire.
Repeat well as we hear.
Gine emigga gyawukana.
These rivers are different.
Omugga gw'e Misiri,
the river of Egypt,
gwe mugga Kiyira,
is the river Nile.
Naye girina engeri gye gikutulamu.
But is the way they begin to demarcate themselves. Now we said this. You're going to bypass each other. After you finish to minister, this one will follow you to minister. You of River Euphrates, when you pass
over the Misri,
the one of the river of Egypt will follow to minister and serve me.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus. Indeed, truth is very sweet. Speak them many times, but I can't get tired of them.
At least,
but at least this time, God has given us information which is beyond how things were. God created these two rivers. When he bathed water, these were the first rivers to flow. River Nile was the first effort followed.
It
meant the thing that the source of those rivers, one will be first to serve me, another will be the last.
The
things are not a joke. I understood them most in the
Journal
of Heaven. In the Journal of Heaven, you see videos of them.
You
started to see video how things happened. That's why last time I told you I had beyond what you hear us speak and teach. This testimony which is different,
which
brings power from the Holy Spirit.
Now
let's read this verse we hear. Genesis 15
verse 18.
Genesis 15 verse 18.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yagamba Ibrahim ensi ensi ezaddeyo.
Told Abraham your offsprings.
Ndiwadde
ekifo kino. I've given them this place. Okuva ku mugga guno gwe Misri wali eri wejikutuliramu. Egypt where they demarcate from each other. Eyo balekeyo kubanga abantu bangi abalala. Let them leave this for their for other another people. Niba eno mugga Frat eno je kuyita. Where River Frat is passing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mazima tuliranyiganye mu bunabbi tuliranyiganye.
We are near in the prophecy.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus. God is in counsel. And is powerful. Things are not far.
Calls
you both, each was neighboring another. The head, this one will be the younger.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
Now you
Uganda.
Don't
speak of the land, but we would live in it. Even our friends.
But
tell me whom you move with, I tell you of your character. And two cannot move together except
separate.
If they are connected with the nation Uganda, you have your embassy in Uganda. Or we have an embassy in Uganda. You entered in this covenant.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus. If you love God,
in
the world where you are in this covenant, and you are in this call, I have seen you raise a hand. Speak loud. I am Apostle Bob, and my question I'm asking, if I find an Israelite, Israelites have their verse in Zechariah, but perhaps it can become a problem when you explain to them. In the Zechariah chapter
8,
verse
22,
it says this, that many people and mighty nations will come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, even to plead for the mercies of God. That is the Lord of hosts. In those days, 10 people,
they
will flock for all nations of the world. They would touch on the cloak of a Jew. And they speak, we shall go with you, for we heard God is with you. Now my question is asking, how can we explain these men as they bring this
church?
That is very easy.
For
in Ecclesiastes
3,
everything has a season and time. That scripture is of which season?
Of
today or of the ones coming?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
these days they have not stood to God. How will we attach on them to cry to God and plead to Him? Till they have come back. What
we read in
Romans 11:25 after they have come back, that's how we shall connect with them.
Yagamba,
and He said, they are coming back, they are not to be number one. Isaiah 19:23-25,
blessed
is Egypt my people, and that's number one. And He said
Assyria
number two, Israel was brought back number three.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
They
have nowhere to attach on anything.
Those will
be the blessings in the midst of the world.
Amen.
And they are together.
Amen.
sikanye bajja kudda
ne
bakomera mu kifo kya nga waliwo misiri abantu bange abafirika bakulembeddwa mu
Uganda
abasiriya
gye
tuyita
Asia
emukyokubiri isirayiri ajja mu kyakusatu beekwate babeere omukisa mu
nsi
Isaya 19:23-25 tolina kyakuddamu
neera
Zakariya 8 teddiddwa
Zakariya 8 has been answered.
Kituufu nti mulimu gwaffe
it's true it's our work
okubakubiriza okuva mu bamawanga
gye bawangukira mobilize them from nations they went to captivity
basoke bakomewo
that they come back
musiye wabo
in their home country of the flesh and they resume to serve God.
Now
connect with them after they have resumed to serve God. Then we put that aside. But we are still showing you that when God marked spoke in Isaiah 65 verse 1 and 2 told the Israelites have been seen by those who never inquired of me
and
the nation
has
never been named after my name.
I have
shown myself to them that see me
agenda okukyogera
as he spoke that
na yamakinga damu Isaiah
had already marked in Isaiah
19 eno je bitandikira
19 where things begin from
Isaiah 19 nyo soka na agamba
Isaiah 19 verse 1
says na kama yeye bagadde kukire
see God rides on the swift cloud and he cometh to Egypt
emanyidwa nga Africa
which is known as Africa today
na quoting and pointing
pointed out
Isaiah 19
5
paka musa
and to 7
nti awali ensibuko yomugachira
the source of the Nile. That's where he stole that. Even Israel, they shouldn't
claim
them to be marked with the river.
Amen.
As told us in Joshua, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4,
that
passing this great river, Euphrates.
Kale bwetuze mu lubereberye 15
gone back to Genesis 15
onyole 18
in the verse 18
natugamba nti emigga gino giriranyiganye
rivers are nearing each other. And these are related in the service of God. People who were marked by those rivers. Let's repeat verse
18.
Genesis 15 verse 18.
Kulunaku olo, mukama nalagana ne Ibrahimu. Ngayogera nti ezaddeyo ndi wadde nseno. Okuva kumugga ogwe Misiri. Okutuka kumuga omunene omuga fulati
ensi yabwe
their nation
erina kukuita kuva kumuga omunene ogwe Misiri
pass from the great river
omugachira
the river Nile
deri no mugaguri
then the other river
omuga fulati
river Euphrates
bali bali ranyiganye
they are nearing each other.
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
tumalireyo
let us finish
Luberebele sura ya 15 olinyole 19
Genesis 15 verse 19
Omukeni nomukenizi omukadomwoni omukiti nomuperizi nabalefa nomwamoli nomukanani omugirugasi omuyebusi
yensi ya watu yali yajiramba.
That's how he marked their land.
Baba ino kuwamba amawanga agali.
And they had to capture nations which were in that land.
Omanyo raba ni wano.
You know, even here.
Uganda.
Uganda.
Yali mu abajiri mu.
There were people who lived on this land before.
Nituba futura.
And we chased them off.
Fune tujamu.
And we came occupied it.
Bwetwali mu migration.
When we were in the migrations.
Abasoma ku migration.
Those who started the migrations, they were people who were habiting this land. We too, we came from somewhere to this land. As Israel came from elsewhere, from Egypt, and occupied
Canaan,
which was marked with river
Ephraim.
We too, came where river Nile is. We came from somewhere. In history, you say you came from where? Please, you will understand them. We too were not here before. Because wherever we came from,
they
were very aggressive people. According how he marked, people will come in that land, they will be like this. Isaiah 18,
from
verse
1
to 3.
Wowe enseye kukwakwa ya kwebiwa watiro elie mitala we migaja kusi olinyolo kubiri etuma ababaka kunyanja mubibaya ya kumazi ngeyogera nti mugende mwababaka abangu elie gwange gwanvere gwevu elie abantu ababanga abentisa kasokede babeerawo na guno gujwa egwange eligera era erinyirira ddala ensi yabwe emigaji gisazeemu.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
He
said unto the other nation, which is in the beyond Egypt, beyond Ethiopia. You restore our map, African map, and we show you where that nation is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
A
nation of wearing of wings, and still the wings of the angels, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Their land, rivers have divided it. Now Ethiopia is right up there
at
the borders of the Mediterranean Sea, right here at his side, at that side,
east,
the east side of it.
Tulinayo Somalia.
We have Somalia.
Then, kumukono gweri,
on the other side,
west,
the western,
waliyo Sudan.
There is Sudan.
Kati beyond,
now beyond
Ethiopia, wa Ethiopia.
Behind Ethiopia.
Tulinayo Kenya na Uganda.
Have Kenya and Uganda.
Na yani kubo, emiga
who of those nations is divided by rivers?
Uganda.
Uganda.
But
those people,
ukuvada,
right from ancient days, they were so aggressive.
Baba itanga bantu.
They called them the Bantu people.
Abava mumuntu.
Those who came from the real man. You know their things.
I told
you others are so wild to prove.
They
came from somewhere, came migrating. Others came from us, moved to
Congo.
We were aggressive among them. We entered, remained in this land, Uganda. But the Bantu people, they came from the real man.
The
first two is called Adam. The real originality of Adam. And that's why they say that in Uganda, that there is heaven which creates. They
say
that there is a garden of Eden which was here. On the wall. That is what is of the shadow.
What
Satan captured them is in them now, where they molded man on this world.
It is.
The who came from the real man,
Adam,
who is known as Adam,
direct.
Direct. History said man was created from this land.
It's
not where the real garden is.
The man
made the earth in Genesis 2. Verses 6 and 7. Man was made right on this land,
even
at the source of the Nile.
That
was the flow of water which flows. That written in Genesis 2. And the verse 6 and 7.
That
mist raised up on the land
and the rivers,
God molded man, God man from his image. That's where came the two people on the original.
These
people were aggressive from the beginning. They may have come from who?
Yari Enoka, Abeli,
Seth, Ani. Face or who? I will not speak of that. Let me leave that. Those are sacred spa.
I told you
those who ran past in the beginning of the call, you ran with nothing.
They are
wilder things which are involved in this call.
Wow.
Let's repeat it. Isaiah
18 verse 1. Etuma orokubiri, etuma babaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi. Ngeyogena timugende mwe ababaka abangu. Edia gwange gwanvere gwewevu. Edia abantu ababa angaventisa kasokede babelao na gunogujwa.
Nti abantu ababira angaventisa.
People were aggressive.
Kasokede batondebwa.
Right when we are created.
Nerero.
Up to today.
Right
from,
the beginning.
They said from the beginning. Genesis
2. 6 to 7.
Genesis 2, verses 6 to 7.
They remained
on the originality of the real Adam.
Upon
who we were molded on this world. White discovered that in history.
When God molded
him in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
And they
knew at the source of the River Nile.
That's
where they molded the first man.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now those who came from him after faith, all other sons of Adam,
many,
there came out a group known as the Bantu. In the sons of Adam he birthed. There came out a group of the Bantu
who
were called the Bantu.
They
remained on the originality moving the world.
And they had color,
not so black, neither white. Repeat that verse. Isaiah 18, verses 1.
Wowe, enseyo kukwakwaya kwebiwa watiro. Eriye mitala we migaja kusi olunyolo kubiri etuma ababaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi ngayogera anti mugende mwe ababaka abangu eriye gwange gwanvere gwewevu eriye abantu ababanga abenti sakasoke debaberawo na gunogujwa egwange erigera ere erinyirira ddala ensi yabwe emigajisazemu.
Ensi yabwe.
Their nation.
Emigajisazemu.
Rivers have divided.
Baba ngabanti
suku. These were aggressive from the beginning.
Kati gwe kwata majoga twali Sudan ngagava
Uganda. Uganda army take it to Sudan. See what they would do there.
Gatwali wano.
Take it to this side Congo.
Somalia Congo. See you, you
not only there, Central Africa, everywhere.
Nemu Iraq.
Even in Iraq, they are there.
Nemu America,
even
mwe
Afghanistan.
Mwe.
Even.
Bawanga Bantisa.
They were
pressed. They
called the Uganda Army. If they say Uganda, they say. Now you be careful of that one.
It's
not so much a thief, they are so much wise.
Ha, 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 ha. And
in the realities which are, those people were the first of fashion. They were so wise. Something a little happened, I will speak of it ahead. Some of those don't need to be spoken of
today.
Proven that we mark in the scriptures. It's true we have that call. As it was on Israel. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm by name and voice. I'm Teacher Vincent. But the Holy Spirit has been teaching. And I thought of a film I watched these men released. It has a title called Wakanda. But they show that here, right in Uganda, on the map they show right to Uganda. And they show wise people in fashioning weapons, they're high in wisdom.
So
I'm so surprised that we in the nation,
we
don't know what's moving on outside. But we thank the Holy Spirit.
It's
revealed us what is moving on.
Amen.
For encouraging us. Let us move on.
Isaiah 18,
verse 3.
Mwe mwenna abatula mu nsi namwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi ebendera bwe wanikiwanga ku nsozi mulabanga ekkondeere mulabanga ekkondeere bwe lifuuyibwanga
muwulirungi somulungi
Isaiah esula ya 18 olw'okusatu
Isaiah 18 verse 3
mwe mwenna abatula mu nsi namwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi ebendera bwe wanikiwanga ku nsozi mulabanga erekondere bwe lifuuyibwanga muwuliranga onyolokuna kubanga bwatyo Mukama bwagambye nti ndisirika era ndirabanga nnyima mu kifo kyange wentudde ng'olubugumu olutemagana mu musana ng'ekire ky'omusulo mu lubugumu olw'omubiro ebyokukunguliramu olunyolokutaano kubanga okukungula nga tekunnabaawo okumulisa nga kuwedde n'ekimuli nga kifuuka ezabbibu eyengera aliwawaagula obutabi n'ebiwabyo n'amatabi agalanda aligajjawo n'agatema olw'omukaaga galirekerwa wamu n'ennyonyi ez'amaddu ez'oku nsozi n'ensolo ez'ensi era ennyonyi ez'amaddu zirigatuulako mu kyeya n'ensolo zonna ez'ensi zirigabeerako mu ttoggo olw'omusanvu
luno luwulirize bulungi.
Listen to this very carefully.
Onyo olw'omusanvu.
In the verse 7.
Mu biro ebyo ekirabo kirireeterwa Mukama ow'Eggye eky'abantu abawanvu era abaweweevu n'okuva eri abantu abaabanga ab'entiisa kasookedde babeerawo na guno gujwa eggwanga erigera era erinyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emigajisazeemu
agamba nti mu biro ebyo
in those days
eggwanga ery'abantu abo abaweweevu
the nation of people who are skinned
abasingamu bo balina esusumpeweevu
most of them have lightened skins
abasinga bawanvu
most of them are tall
balireeta ekirabo
they will bring a gift
naye tumanyi mbikola tuma essula
ey'okubiri we know in the Acts 2 38
unto 40
that repent you'll be given a gift. It is the Holy Spirit. And in this time we being marked with rivers, those rivers met the Holy Spirit that will resume to flow as he was in the nation Israel. But he said that those people, they retain the original language that which was first spoken on the world.
When they ask
you a scripture, what will you give them?
Zephaniah, sura ya kusatu. Onyuro mwenda.
Zephaniah 3 verse.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu onyirwa mwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 9.
Kubanga mubirebyo ndi kyusiza amawanga olulimi olugonvu olulongofu.
For then will I restore to the people a pure language.
Era nakomyawo eri abantu olulimi olutuufu.
That they may all call upon the name of the Lord.
Ndi bonna bakobole erinnya lya Mukama.
To serve him with one accord.
Bamuweereze n'omutima gumu.
Ndiba kisubaka mu lulimi olwaddala.
I'll pass them
olulimi olwaddala
in the pure language which was before.
Why
do you think I speak this message in Luganda?
Oluzungu so alubulira.
You think I cannot speak English?
Bagenda lulira bagenda luyimba mu nsi
yonna. They will sing Luganda language in the entire world.
Now,
Emusoga say.
Emusoga yogera Luganda.
Emusoga speaks pure Luganda.
Wawala lwakwamu binyola mbonyo.
But it's a twist of tongue.
Asoko oleke. Baja kubuzo bukaka fubu.
They will ask you where you get proof from.
Karusomo enyiriri zino n'olw'ekkumi. Olw'ekkumi lugenda okukakasa.
Zephaniah sura ya kusatu nyole kumi.
Zephaniah 3 verse.
Tuwe kuruwa muenda tuingire kuruwa kumi.
Zephaniah sura ya kusatu nyole muenda.
Zephaniah 3 verse 9.
Kubanga mubirebyo, ndichi usizama wango ulimi ulongofu. Bona bakabirire, bakabire linyali ya Mukama. Okumuweleza no moyo gumu. Ulwe kumi. Abo, abanega irira, ye muwala wange. Ye muwala wabange abasasaana balireta ekitone kyange nga bava emitala w'emigga egy'omu Ethiopia.
Owulire gye bava.
You see where they come from?
Abantu ab'olulimi lwayogeddeko
olulimi. People of the language spoken of the pure ones.
Abali emabega w'emigga egy'omu Ethiopia.
Behind the rivers of Ethiopia, beyond it.
Simanyi oba muwulira.
I don't know whether you hear. I hear you silent. And
there
happened silently. And
there was
clapping as we thank God.
You
know people on this world?
Yes.
And they asked what language was the first? Where they confused the language. And it's the language spoken. And it is calm. It remained on its purity.
Speaking
like they're arguing with each other. And the Chinese as if they are eating paper. As if their birds making their noise.
As we speak, purity,
even English.
Not
like the Nigerians. And they speak Spanish.
Is
God, not God.
So the language
pure speak clear things.
Amen. Amen.
Find
an Indian with speaking English
and
they are fighting, struggling. Even the English don't speak English well.
They don't speak English. You know God is good and pure.
Uganda will speak it clear. There's no struggling with the words.
uh, Maybe
others on the colonization of Uganda.
At
rumors now, you listen to the real words.
Amen.
Let us repeat Zephaniah chapter
3
and the first 9.
Zephaniah sura ya kusatu runyirwa mwenda.
Zephaniah 3 verse 9.
Kubanga mubirebyo ndichi usizama wango lulimi olulongofu.
Mm.
Bonna bakabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweleza n'omwoyo gumu.
Mm.
Olwe 10 abo abanegayirira ne muwala wabange abasasana balirete ekitone kyange nga bava emitala w'emiga egy'omu Ethiopia.
These people to come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, where there is the river Nile, many rivers dividing this land
in Uganda.
They will spearhead the work of mobilizing the Israelites who scattered on the world. In the language of people who came from the man. Most people say they first spoke Hebrew. No. It was the Luganda we are speaking today.
What when nations,
you go to the, and you find them. Even others are there. We have similarity in names.
Nigeria, South Africa.
We go to South Africa.
No,
there are others outside. Praise Jesus. I'm Pastor Winnie
Hunt.
We are still working at quality. And the white man is where we worked from. But he spoke Luganda very well. He said, I'm so surprised. Why do you speak a language we speak? He spoke Luganda as we speak it. We were surprised. He said, we are out there in the world. I forgot the nation he told me of. The words we spoke and what we spoke, he understood. I got surprised. Let's go down. Let's leave others because of time. I see you have yearned much. Praise the Lord, brethren. I got a dream. We were in a service like now. And I came told it to Apostle. And the angels came, three of them. But they were passing right here at the entrance. When the three came, Abaddon was also among them. I got that dream before we began the call of the nation. Now there was a blackboard there where the students started from. When angels came to enter here and they looked at us, initially they spoke a language all we didn't understand, and they turned to speak Luganda. And they drew the map of Uganda on the blackboard. And they drew their Lake Victoria. Right middle of Lake Victoria, they drew a circle. As they began to explain, I got out of the vision.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let us finish Zephaniah.
Zephaniah 3 verse
11.
Kuruna kuoro, toli kwatibwa nsonyi olwebikolwa byo byonna byewansobya. kubanga lwendi jja wakati mugwe ababo abenyumiriza namalala so nawe toliba na kitiji nate ku lusozi lwango lutukuvu olwe 12 naye ndireka wakati mugwe abantu ababonyabonyezebwa era abavu era abali esiga erinnya lya Mukama 13 era ekitundu kya Isirayiri ekirifikawo tebalikola ebitali bya butuukirivu so tebalyogera ebyobulimba so n'olulimi olukuusa tetulirabika mu kamwa kaabwe kubanga balirya baligalamira so tebali so tewaliba alibatiisa
nti mu biro bino byennyini
in these very days
ayimusizza abantu ab'olulimi olwaddala
present people of the real language
pure real language abali emabega w'emigaja
those beyond the rivers of Ethiopia
mu Uganda
in Uganda
ali kuŋŋaanya abaisirayiri okuva mu nsi zebaŋŋukiramu
all nations they scattered to
era tebaliddamu kwogera bya bulimba
no more speak lies
kale nno omulimu gwaffe
munene okuyitibwa
gwaffe kunene
newankubadde
nga tuteekateeka manga
gonna
olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe
Jesus Christ
n'enkomeero y'ensi
and the end of this world
atuddamu okubulira enjiri obwakabaka bwakatonda
obutuukirivu to be prepared that the nations of Israel
kale katonda kyava tulambika mu byawandiikibwa
why God marked us in the scriptures
eranga bwowulidde
and as we've heard
naye nga okutulambika ffenna n'emigga gino
mark all of us with these rivers
Israel n'alambikibwa n'omugga Frat
marked with river Efraut
ate Uganda n'alambikibwa n'omugga Kiira
and Uganda marked with the river Nile
esibuko y'omugga Kiira
the source of the river Nile
kali kabonera akalaga nti Israel bw'alisa okukulukutamu omwoyo
obutukufu
ate mu kusembayo ng'emirimu gya Katonda
gikomekerezebwa
kusema zinga
w'ensi
ali kulukuta ng'ava mu ggwanga erya
Uganda okubuna ensi
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
kyava tutegeeza ng'asinzira mu Yokaana esuli y'omusanvu
tells us basing in the John 7
onyulwasi tumuw'omusanvu
verse 37
paka asatu mwenda
and to 39
nti abalikkiriza
that those who will believe
mundambo muli kulukuta emigga egy'amazzi
amalamu them of flow springs of living waters
ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo omutukuvu
he spoke that meaning the Holy Spirit
eyali agenda okubaweebwa
who was to be given them
kale bwe yasooka otulambika n'emigga
he first marked us with rivers
Isirayiri nti bw'erikkiriza katonda nga mbiro byayo bya BC
Israel will believe God like its era of BC
bwe yakola endagaano
when it made a covenant
omwoyo omutukuvu yatanula okubanga akulukuta okuva mu nsi
began to flow from their nation
naye ate Uganda naye mbiro ebyo bya Edi
Uganda in the era of Edi
bwe yatanula okukkiriza
when they began to believe
omwaka gwa 1962
ayogera
nti ku lwaka ne ku lw'ensi yange ngenda kuyimirira
for God my country I will stand
omwoyo omutukuvu yatandika okweteekateeka okukulukuta ng'ava mu
ggwanga lino
y'ensonga lwaki mu bunnabbi obwafuluma mu mutume John Mulinde
in the prophecy released by Apostle John Mulinde
of Prayer Mountain Uganda
the
World Trumpet Mission
and the World Trumpet Mission
yayogera nti mukisere ekyo mukama yali asubiza okuyiwa omwoyo ku Uganda
in that time God had promised to pour his spirit on Uganda
the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit
okuyiwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu mu bungi
akyasinze
the greatest outpour
kale bw'osoma mu Yokaana
now when you read in John
esula y'omusanvu
chapter 7
asatu mu musanvu paka asatu mu mwenda
37 to 39
akamonero k'emigga gino
the sign of these rivers
omugga Frat
river Efraut
mu Isirayiri
in Israel in BC
n'omugga Nairo
and the river Nile
mu Uganda mu Edi
in Uganda in Edi
abonera akalaga omwoyo bw'ali kulukuta
the sign which show how the spirit will flow
katusome
Yokaana esula ya musanvu n'olwasatu mu musanvu
John 7 verse 37
naye ku lunaku olw'enkomerero lwe lukulu olw'embaga Yesu yayimirira n'ayogera waggulu n'agamba nti omuntu bw'alumu ennyonta ajje gye ndi anywe olwasatu mu munaana akkiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti emigga egy'amazzi amalamu giri kulukuta mu lubuto lwe olwasatu mu omwenda ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo bwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abaamukkiriza kubanga omwoyo yali tannaba kugabibwa kubanga Yesu yali tannaba kugulumizibwa
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
so bwe yalambika okusooka Isirayiri n'omugga Frat
we marked Israel initially with the river Efraut
nga bwe tusomye mu Yosuwa esula esooka
as we read in Joshua chapter 1
olwokusatu
and the verse 3 and 4
yali arambise nti bali mukkiriza.
He had marked when they believe him.
Amaze okubalambika n'omugongo.
Has marked them with that river.
Ekyama waliyo omuntu mutukuvu yali alina okukulukuta nga amaze okumukkiriza.
The secret was the Holy Spirit to flow after they have believed him.
Era kituufu we baakola naye endagaano.
Indeed, when they made a covenant with him.
Mu Yosua esuula ya 24.
In the Joshua 24. 15.
Paka
until 25.
It
began to flow in the era of Joshua. When they reached Canaan.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
But when he marked Uganda with the river Nile, which is
the
longest river in the entire world,
yategeza nti bwe tulimala okumukkiriza
nga
bwe twakola naye endagaano
mwaka gwa
1962 nga tugamba mu Uganda
motto
lwaka noni ku lw'ensi
yaffe
omwo yalina atandikira okukulukuta akyasinza okukulukuta mu buwanvu
greatest flow of the Spirit was to begin from there.
Nga bora bomuga kira ogukyasinza obuwanvu.
River Nile, the longest in the entire world.
We mugo ogukyasinza obuwanvu.
The longest river.
Obo ogukyasinza otambula amawanga amangi.
The most river to move many nations.
Ekyama.
The secret.
Omoya agenda okukulukuta.
The Spirit who is to flow.
Mugwa okuva mugwanga nili ya Uganda.
This nation of Uganda.
Ye moya agenda okushembayo.
The last spirit.
Era agenda okukulukuta okukirawo.
It's going to flow beyond.
Know
that God has put his throne in this nation.
He's
put his base here.
Kubanga wateko kurukuta kwe migeji ya
mazamu. Where he puts the flow of rivers of living water, there must be his throne.
Speaks
that in Revelation 22 and the verse 1.
Revelations
22 from verse 1.
Nandaga omugo gw'amazzi ag'obulamu ogumasamasa ng'endabirwamu nga guva mu ntebe ya Katonda n'ey'omwana gw'endiga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mukubikulwa biri mu bbiri.
In Revelation 22,
n'olusooka agamba.
Verse 1 he said,
Nandaga omugo gw'amazzi ag'obulamu.
He showed me the river of living waters.
Nga guva mu ntebe.
It comes from the throne
Katonda,
of God
n'ey'omwana gw'endiga.
And of the Lamb of God.
Nga bweri mu ggulu.
As it is in heaven.
Nga jukira omugo gwo kyama.
Yet remember that river is the
secret.
We show how the Holy Spirit flows from the throne of God and that of the Lamb of God Jesus.
But we arambika Uganda no mugachi.
Now when he marked Uganda with River Nile,
he
is meant to put his base in Uganda.
That's the
reason when we see in history the next parts.
History,
he's speaking of our call, even the prophecies. Prophecies say that God is right in Uganda. Pass through the Australians.
The
final work on this world basing in Uganda.
The source
of the real Nile is in Uganda.
Because
spoke Revelation 22
in
the verse 1 and 2, say, I saw in the throne of God and of the Lamb of God
and
flows out the river of living waters, to meaning the Holy Spirit. As we've had in John 7,
37
to 38, those who believe inside them will flow springs of living water.
That he
spoke that meaning the Holy Spirit was be given them.
So
Holy Spirit
decided
to put his throne base in Uganda.
Flow
as you see the river Nile, how it flows, to flow in all the world, to lead us to do God's final work on the planet Earth. Praise Jesus, man. And this time he warns us, as
first
spoken in Jeremiah 17:13, not forsaking the Lord of living waters. Praise Jesus, much. There is the secret of not going away from the Holy Spirit, as the nation given a great work.
And
he said we shouldn't dig our own
cisterns
and we go to the evil spirits.
But
when he speaks in Jeremiah 2,
12 and 14. Israel committed those two sins.
And
they forsook the Lord their God, the well of living waters, the well of the Holy Spirit, and they dug their own cisterns. And they went to the evil spirits.
But
as we first vowed for God, we are not to forsook God, we are not to give up on the Holy Spirit. As we first appeared in the nation of Israel,
still
appeared in our nation
to
do his works to rule on the entire world. For even his fullness, he still revealed it.
As
first revealed in Israel and they never understood it before. But this time he brought them and they are clear. The Holy Spirit spoke of in the Acts. Acts chapter 2. Verse 3 and 4. He who came in the tongues of fire.
The one who shows fullness
of the Holy Spirit who is flowing today from Uganda.
As
he was in Israel. To lead us in our call. Acts 2 verse 3.
Nekulavika kubo enimi ngezo mulilo. Ngaza zea udemu. Bulimi nilutula kumuntu. Lokuna. Bona neva julo moyo mtukuvu. Neva tanulo kuogere nimi endala. Ngo moyo vya wawa okuzogera.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Niko batu mesule ukubili.
In the Acts 2.
And
the verse 3 and 4.
Batulaga obujuvo moyo mtukuvu.
They show us the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Obuda vikira mnimi ezo.
Which appears in the tongues of fire.
Na yen nimi ezo zibe ina masamu.
Those tongues are seven. According to Revelations, Revelations 4 and the verse 5.
Kubikulirwa esule yokuna olinyirwa kutano.
Revelations 4 5.
Nekutebe nekuvaka malobozi, nekuvako kumyasa na malobozi, nokubwatuka. Netabaza musanve zomuliro. Ngazaka masogentebe jemeyo musanve ja Katonda.
Yes, you bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Obujuvu obomo yo mutukuvu.
The fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Kuruno akurukutira okuva mugwange lya Uganda
kubunisiyo. Flowing from Uganda to spread the entire world.
Uwakabonera ko kulambikibwa ko kuitibwa kwa.
For the sign of marking of our call.
No mugachia.
Even the River Nile.
Ngabo yali mugwange lya Seri no mugafuati.
It was in Israel with River Euphrates.
Biko abantu mesuri yo kunyiro kusanula okuna.
Acts 2 verse 3 and 4.
Era ganti ne bajja kubo ku mitwe jabwe.
Just
there
came upon their head the tongues of fire, and they got filled of the Spirit. People are not jerrycans that you can see their field of 20 liters. But how can you dare realize the fullness of the Holy Spirit?
You
go to Revelations 4
and
the verse 5. It says there were the thunderings and voicings and the thunders. Even seven lamps of fire
shine
before the throne of God.
It is
said that the seven spirits of God, those who got filled of the Spirit, they got filled of the seven spirits of God, which appear in the form of tongues of fire. In the seven lamps which appear on the lampstand. As he first showed it to Israel in the era of Moses. Now you bring them those things
and he
passes them through the nation he promised them. Then he will cause jealousy to them very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he told Moses then in the Exodus 25 31 to 32,
he
will make a lampstand which for the seven spirits. Let's read of it over here. Exodus 25 from verse
31. Entobo yacho nomukonda gwacho ebikompe byacho nemitwe gyacho nebimuli byacho bilibera bya zabu emunacho
ekikonde kyetabaza kituogera ko kiri kino.
The lampstand we speak of is that one.
Eroli kore ekikonde kyetabaza.
And you'll make a lampstand.
Nakirine entobo.
And it has a base.
Base obentobe ezo zezine bi.
Those bases, they are those two.
That lamb, even with the flowers, even the bowel, they are of gold.
And
speaks that. Exodus 25:32.
He says
six branches
come
beside of the lampstand.
Amatabi asatu
the three branches
orwadio
on the right side.
Namatabi asatu agechi kondo mulubirizi lwacho olwokubiri.
Namatabi amalala asatu
and the other three branches
mulubirizi lwakono wechi kondo
left side of the lampstand.
Butubara jiri gali ameka.
When we count how many at the total?
Emu.
One.
Biri.
Two.
Satu.
Three.
Nya.
Four.
Tanu.
Five.
Mukaga.
Six.
Mushavu.
Seven.
Kabonero kemiyo mushavu.
It's the sign of the seven spirits.
Amen.
That they have explained Revelation 4 and the verse 5. And I saw seven lambs. Lamps of fire shine before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God.
Them,
as Israelites did not realize what is that in their season.
The
season of the call of the nation Uganda. Because it's the final work.
And
promised I'll make them jealousy with a new nation. Now where does jealousy come from? To get things which were in Israel and they had not understood them.
It
comes revealed them through that nation.
And
they are meaning and everything about them.
For
the brother prophet Moses, after he made the lampstand, he was meant to get oil that he poured in those bowls, and they lighted
them,
and they were shining physically.
Seven
lamps shining before the throne of God. But those names of those seven spirits,
these
which are going to flow and which are flowing like from today to spread the entire world. Let's read Isaiah 11 verses 1 and 2.
Netabye liliva mumizi lilibale bibala. Olunyolo kubiri. No moyo gwa mukama guli bela kuyi.
Akatuli no moyo wa mukama ono wa wakati.
Now, the spirit of the Lord in the middle.
Muchikondo chitabaza.
On the lampstand.
Ya avamu mukono gwadde no gwakodo.
Out him comes the right and the left hand.
Ati ku mukono gwaddyo.
Now on the right hand.
Ogwe chikondo chitabaza.
Of the lampstand.
The
lampstand.
Ikirago moyo wa mukama.
Which show the spirit of the Lord.
Mukono gwadde tulinayo.
On the left right hand we have
Isaiah 11 verse 2.
We
have the spirit of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
We have the spirit of understanding.
We
have
the spirit of the counsel of God. Now on the left hand of the lampstand or the spirit of the Lord. On the left hand of the spirit of the Lord. We have the spirit of power. We have the spirit of knowledge. Even the spirit of fear of God.
That's
how
he's
to flow in his greatness. To spread the entire world. The spirit of the Lord. To glorify the Father and the Son. The spirit of wisdom. To bring the wisdom in the world. Right from the nation Uganda. The spirit of understanding.
To
bring understanding of the word of God. In its rhythm. 2 to 4 commands. 2 to 4 scriptures. From the Old and New Testament. The spirit of counsel.
No
season and times of everything. In the scriptures of truth. The spirit of power. Uproots every falsehood.
buri katonda kyata wandika
thing God never wrote down
ngachisigukura obulimbo bwata bikatabika mu kigambo
ki the deception which was included in his word
okuva mu gwange ya Uganda
from the nation Uganda
omoyo wo kumanya katonda
spirit of knowledge of God
okuleta omusano gwo kumanya kitwa kya katonda
light of knowledge of God's glory
maso ga Kristo
in the before Christ
yechi gambo kya katonda bwe
as the word of God is
omoyo wo kutya mukama
spirit of fear of God
okuchawe chibi
to hate evil
no kuyamba abanje okuva mu chibi munsiona
many come from evil in the entire world
okubate kate kulukuda kwa mukama wa Yesu
prepared them for the coming back of Jesus
so bwati mukama buya bikula
that is how God revealed
nikwatagana okuitibwa kwa
for sons of our call
okuitibwa kwa gwanga lya Uganda
the call of the nation of Uganda in the era of AD
maybe alikugwaisha mbili ya BC
from Israel in the BC
ngabo iliandikwa mu Bible
as they are marked in the Bible
tomorrow
we come back to see the call in the history even in the prophecies. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.